Tinor Chavches 28. It's very short. Tchina, so 22, based on the hour days. It's very short Tchina. And it's basically, the refrain is Ve'eich Anachem. So how can I be consoled? Starts off saying the kinar that's supposed to play comforting music is playing the kinar, is playing mourning, is playing the dirge. Every year we sit here the same day, nothing new happens. It's the same Avelis. Next phrase, Bazeh Yom B'chol Shono, Yidon Al Hashino. This day every year, times for me are worse. Both what they make were destroyed. The Aron HaKodesh was hidden. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Just everything is, Yerushalayim is gone. And then he goes through all the Goliaths. Nebuchadnezzar, the Rasha, came like a roaring lion with his executioner, Uzzaradan, and they killed. The verse mentions here 80,000 kainim. He attacked like a snake and like a chvi, and he's a roaring lion against us. And they killed. And refers to the murder of Zechariah the Navi in the Beis Hamikdash and Yom Kippur. And all right, so then Bava was destroyed. Did anything get better? No. We went into the Golas Modai. And Haman almost destroyed everybody. Men, women, children. It was almost an end of all Klal Yisrael. And everybody was plotting against us. All right, we got out of that. So what happened later? Then Golas Yavon came. And they wanted us to forget about the Rabbanu Shem altogether. It was a very dark period. We got out of that, so then what happened? And then Edom came. And we're still, I guess, whoever Rabbi Elazar Kalia was, he must have, he was still in the middle of Golas Edom. And I guess the kingdom could have continued, and then the Crusades came, and then the pogroms came, and then this came, and that came, and the Holocaust came. And every refrain says V'eich Anachem. So how can I be consoled? We don't seem to be able to get out of this. There doesn't seem to be any end to this. He refers to it as only 1,000 years. Maybe it was just a poetic number that he picked. We don't know exactly when he lived exactly. Rabbi Elazar Kalir. But the refrain is V'eich Anachem. At least when the Chaverim came to console Eov, he thought he was justified. At least, so he couldn't accept the Nechama. We realize that we're not justified. We're not all good tzaddikim. We really should do better. But it doesn't seem to end. We just never seem to get any better, and just things get piled on one after another, one Golas after another, and we're still in the middle of Edom, and now Edom's father-in-law joined the parade with the Arabs, and there just seems to be one after another, and the complaint is we're losers. There's no end to this. And they, not only that, they laugh at us. At the end of the kina, He says, Shemata Charpasom Charfuni Bisfasa. You've heard the insults, they've defamed me with their lips, right? Okay. Shivtam Kimasam, they sit or they stand, wherever they are, Ani Manginasam. The Jews, the Klal Yisrael, is what they despise, and they make the rizv propaganda against us, all the jokes that they tell about Yidden. Okay. And then they laugh and they say, "What? Tikvaschem eifo? Where is your hope? Ma lachem po? What are you doing? What are you doing here? What? Nothing's going to change. This is always going to be like this. And the goyim feel eventually they're going to win and they're going to wipe us out. Chas v'shalom. Chora apoy v'ein oid lir po." Yeah. The Rebbeinu is angry against you and there is no healing. That was like in the Middle Ages, in the churches, they used to have a picture of two ladies. One was a picture of a very prominent, beautiful thing, and one was a picture of a lady sitting in disgrace. So the lady sitting in disgrace was supposed to represent the Jewish people, and the lady that was very prominent was supposed to represent Edom, the Goyim, the Christian people, the Shoyim. You were thrown away by the Rabbi Shalom, and nothing's going to change him. We are the winners, and you are the losers, and you'll always be the losers. And they hit. Yeah. Tshuva Seichem Nishava Moab. Okay. all your answers. It's not so. We have hope. We were promised that the Rabbi Shalom is going to take us back and he's going to bring the Beis Hamikdash. Yeah. Who said so? Your answers remain lies. Yeah. Malachem Po. What do you give it up? Get out of here already and stop this whole. Give it up, join the Goyim, and forget about the whole business. Nothing's ever going to change. You're eventually going to lose. And what's the answer to all this? And the last phrase is Ad Yashkoif Mimal. Yeah. Until the Rebbeinu Shel Olam looks down from above. Chonini. Till then, that's the other one. Ad Yashkoif Mimal. Morid Shaol Vayal from the Tfilas Chanan. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam has his time. He lowers our enemies to the grave, and he will raise us out of the gulfs. And that's the last phrase in this. You don't know, usually you have psukim of Nechama, Nachamu, Nachamu, and all that, and all that. It doesn't, and then, only then, Ve'ozen Lachem. Like it says in the Apostle Yeshaya, Uvol Tzion Goel. Rashi says, without Tzion, there's no Goel. Well, we need an end to this. And until then, we're going to be stuck. And it's a very depressing kingdom. Very depressing at all, altogether. So I was thinking, What is an example of a loser? And that's what he's saying, we're losers. There's no end to it. There's one first is Bava, and then is Modai, and then is Yavon, and then is Edom, and then it was taken over by the Catholic Church or the Arabs or whoever is making tzaras for us. And we understand that it's our fault and we have to do tshuva and all that, but it doesn't seem that we're able to do it. We never seem to get out of it. We have times where we arise, okay? So fine, after Babel, we came back, we built the Beis Hamikdash. It didn't last, and it started up with the Tzedokim, and then the Greeks came, and then, all right, we threw the Greeks out a little bit, we had a little respite, but then the Romans came, and then there was a little of this, a little of that. There are glimmers here and there where the Rebbeinu Shem gives us some respite, but it doesn't seem that we can't make a stick. We never seem to get out of it. Well, every time we have some uplifting periods, the reformers started, and then the Maskilim started, and the Bundists, and the socialists, and this and everything. Every time there's some sort of a glimmer of hope, the new liberalism, and the this and the that, then they seem to be ruining everything, and they never seem to get out of it. I was wondering an example in Tanakh of such a case. Well, I was thinking of Yechoniah Melech. His father was Yoyakim, was a very big Rasha, was the son of Yoshiah Melech, and he was killed. Yoyakim, and he wasn't married to have even a burial and all this. And they made him the king, Yoyakim. Chanya, they call him. Chanayu HaMelech. He didn't do any better than his father. But it doesn't say what he did exactly. He was a young man, he was 18 years old and became the king. And his whole kingdom lasted about 3 months. Melech Nebuchadnezzar came and exiled him to Babel. We didn't realize at the time that there was a taiva from the Rebbeinu Shem, because all the great Talmid Chachamim all went with him. And there was, therefore, when the Yidden finally all came to Babel, there was a basis of Talmid Chachamim to restore Klal Knesset Yisrael, and eventually came back to build the Bayis Sheni. But on this person, Yechoniah Melech, he was a loser, basically. And Yirmiyahu describes, he says, you know what I'm going to do with you, Yechoniah? He says, Unasati biyad mevakshin avshecha, I will give you over to the hands of the people that want you to do you in. V'yad asher yogom mipuneim, v'yad nevuchad retzim el obovel, v'yad akazdim, v'italti yoscha, I'll take you, v'yas himcha and your mother, v'yas yuladascha, your children, el oretz acheros, to another land, asher lo yuladatem shom, v'shom to Musa, you're all going to die there, you'll never come back to this land. Alorat Sasher Haim Menasim Esnafshon Lashushon. They have hope, they're going to come back, they're going to come, and people are trying to console you, this and this. Sham Alos Shashuvu, you'll die there, you'll never come back here to Teretz Yisrael. This is the Ish Yechoniah. He's a in Kli Ein Chayfetz Boy. Nobody cares about him. He's a worthless person. Okay. And he says, Eretz, 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 Shini Dva Hashem. Rashi says, Eretz, the land that you came from, you'll leave. Eretz, you'll go back. You'll go to a land in Bavo, which was a strange land. In Eretz, you'll never come back to Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael should be Shimon V'Hashem. Listen and take a lesson from this. Ki choy omar Hashem kisu eseish hazeh. Write about this person. Yeah, Ariri, he'll have no children, or if they have children, they'll die. Gevel lo yutzlach b'yom. A person has no hatzlacha in his life. And he'll never have any hatzlacha. No descendant of his will ever sit on the throne of David. The Moshe Ot B'Yehuda will be a ruler in Yehuda. This is sort of a microcosm of a person who represents the tragedy of Klal Yisrael. He was a loser. And no hope for him. This seems to be fitting the thing of the keynote that says, we try, maybe he tried, I don't know. It didn't work out. Didn't have anything happen to him good. But what happened to Yechonia eventually? And the Vuhu was very specific. Nothing good will ever happen to him. Before Yechonia left, he went to the Beis HaMikdash, the matter said. And he took stones with him from Eretz Yisrael to go to Bavel. Those stones eventually, our tradition says that he built a shul. And in that shul, even though it was in Bavel, it was understood that the Shechinah rested in that shul. Why did that happen? Eventually, Yechonia was put in prison. He wore prisoner's clothes. Even though he was a melech, he was a nobody. But he did tshuva. Apparently, something clicked in him. He was out of Eretz Yisrael. He remembered something. He remembered the Beis HaMikdash, whatever he remembered. He heard the words of Yirmiyahu, and something clicked in him. And he became a Baal Tshuva. And therefore, it says at the end of Yirmiyahu, this is the end of the Sefer of Yirmiyahu, sort of like the end of the Kinnah, so to say. Vayhi, v'shloshim v'sheva shana l'galus Yoyachin, who was already in jail 37 years, Melech Yehuda, v'shneimasa chaydesh, v'esma v'chamishla chaydesh, nasa avil meroidach melech Bavel, the king of Bavel, who was Nebuchadnezzar's son, Avil Meroidach, v'shnas malchusai, he raised him out of prison. They took him out of the jail. He spoke good things about him. He raised him above all the captive kings. Nebuchadnezzar had threw many kings in jail there. He used to deride them and do terrible things to them. Nebuchadnezzar was a terror. He terrorized the Vilna Rodach, his child. He was afraid of him. Before he ascended the throne of Babel, he said to dig up the body of Nebuchadnezzar to make sure he was dead, that he wouldn't come back to torment him anymore. Nebuchadnezzar was. But, and also the Shina as big Chiloi. He took off his prisoner's clothes off him. The fun of and he gave him a stipend that he always provided him with food. And all the rest of the days of his life, Yechonia was provided by the Melech Bavel. And that Yirmiyahu said that if he had children, they would die. Or he wouldn't have any children. He had children. Because he was a Baal Tshuva. His son was Shaltiel. Shaltiel's son was Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel came back and rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash. So the answer is, like you said at the end, when the Rabbanu Shem will look down upon us and he'll raise the people that are downtrodden, raise them up and throw down our enemies, and then we'll say, Ozan Achim, then I'll know that I'll have an Achama for this. So it's true. There doesn't seem to be any end of this thing. But the end of it is, you see, there was a person named Yechonia, and there was no end to him. There was nothing good ever going to happen to him, and that was the Yirmiyahu said so. And the Sefer Yirmiyahu ends with this story. That's not true. There is an end. And what's the mode? How do you get out of the end? You get out of the end by tshuva and ma'asim tovim. And that seems to be the lesson of all the kinos and everything that the Rabbi Hashem did. And the rules of the game, are very simple. The Rabbi Hashem set down the rules, and as the last pasuk in today's Haftarah, this says, Ki ani Hashem, I am the Rabbi Hashem, I say chesed, I have mercy on people, mishpat, do justice, with tzedakah and charity, ba'avet. Ki ba'elo chafatzti nu'um Hashem, and this is the key out of everything. That was happened to Yechonia, who was destined to be nothing, and there was no end to his torment, but he did tshuva, and something happened, and he was lifted up. Just like the Kina says, there's no end, there's Bavel, and there's Madai, and there's Yavan, and there's Edom, and now there's Yishmael, and now there's this one and that one. But at the end of the day, you see the Rabbi Shalom gives us some glimmers of hope and everything. But if we stick to the formula of Chesed and Mishpat and Tzedakah, like the end of the Sefer of Yirmiyahu is Yechonia was pulled out, and he had a son Shaltiel, and he had a son Zerubbabel, and he built up the Beis HaMikdash. If we stick to those formulas, we see we're here back in Eretz Yisrael, we're in Yerushalayim, we have Yerushalayim, things are not, we have Tzoros every day from everything else, but every day things get better and we get moving on. If we stick to the formula of Chesed and Mishpat with Tzedakah, the Rabbi Shmuel and Rachmanis, and then we will have the Nechama.